Good morning to you on this Wednesday morning on August the 8th, 2012. My name is Kevin Williams, and this is Daily Worship in the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. I'm so glad you're here with us today. I have a special guest with us here today. My dad is here with us, Kevin Williams Sr., and he's going to be sharing from the Word and just sharing through song today. And just as another note, we've actually already recorded once this morning, and the recording just stopped suddenly. And so this is our second time recording this morning. But that's okay. But it's very much worth it today. So I'm just going to give it over to my dad, and he's just going to share from the Word today. And I would ask that you would open up your heart and open up your minds this morning to what the Spirit has to say to us today.
In John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, it says, "On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. And he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.' But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." And another scripture I want to read is Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. It says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." And I was reading these scriptures and thinking about our thirst for God and our thirst for His presence and what it means to be thirsty or hungry for God's Spirit, and also relating that to physical thirst and how we become thirsty and what causes that and how we satisfy it. And just reading these scriptures and trying to learn from the Lord about this. And, you know, Jesus said, if anyone thirst, we must come and drink. So it's an action on our part that we have to come and actively drink from Him and come to Him, which is a picture of salvation, that, you know, each of us is born with a need for God and just a deep-rooted knowledge of Him in our heart, whether we want to believe it or not. It's always there. We're always searching for Him. And sometimes when we get away from the Lord, that thirst brings us back and gets us back on track to move in the right direction to come back to Him. But when we're saved, then that kind of changes in a sense, that thirst is satisfied. Once we accept Jesus in our heart, we become a Christian, then we have Him and we are eternally secure with Him. But then, you know, as Matthew 5, 6 says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." And then we thirst for something different, for that right standing, to stay in right standing with God, which is what righteousness means. Righteousness does not mean living a sinless life or a perfect life. As you know, none of us have done that or can do that. Jesus is the only one who lived a sinless life. But we can live in right standing with Him and do everything we can to please Him and to live a life that's pleasing to Him and to sin no more, as it says in the Bible, and to do everything that we can to keep our lives pure and in right standing before Him. But the thirst for God is something that all of us need. It's a need, and it's something that should be fulfilled at the same time. We should be constantly searching for Him, searching for more of Him, for deeper waters. And in Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8, say, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit." And that's where God wants us to be. He wants us to be planted in Him near the river so that we can bear fruit and we won't be anxious in the year of drought. We don't have to worry about that drought. We're rooted in God and we get our nourishment and our thirst is quenched by that river in Him. So I hope today you'll think about that and question in your own heart, do you have a thirst for God? That would be a question to ask. Or is our busy life sometimes just keeps everything pushed to the back and we just go after the task at hand and the daily routine and we don't think about that and then sometimes we don't realize how thirsty we are until we come back to the Lord. And then other times people will deny that thirst and just won't address it and won't come back at all. So I would ask that you spend time considering where your heart is and where the Lord, what the Lord would say to you, what the Holy Spirit would say to you today. And how close are you to Him? And draw near to Him. Let His Holy Spirit indwell in your heart. All who are thirsty, all who are weak, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the streams of life. Let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy. As deep cries out to thee, come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, come, all who are thirsty. All who are weak, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the streams of life. Let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy. As deep cries out to deep, we sing, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Holy Spirit, Spirit, come. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above.
Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love.
Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Fixed upon
Jesus, we love you. We praise your name today. Lord, may you be glorified today in all of our lives. Lord, I just pray that everyone listening today would open their heart to you, and that each one of us would search our hearts, the depths of our heart, to see just how much we desire you, and to keep that fire, Lord, in our heart for you, to turn our eyes upon you, to look towards you, Lord Jesus, and to study your word and to just be filled with your Holy Spirit over and over again, Lord. May our cup run over, Lord, with your presence. And I pray this day, Lord, that you would be with us in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.